LancerPetProject.org.
This is Lancer Radio, streaming live at LancerRadio.org, and you're with Overcoffee. Dot Cannon with you. Assembly Bill 955 could quadruple the cost of that class you need to take to transfer if it gets implemented here at PCC. And my guest, Simon Fraser, said that would be really easy for them to do. Simon is, of course, the ASPCC student trustee. We're looking at what AB 955 means and how you can fight back. And Simon, what I want to know first of all is, as student trustee, I know your position is make recommendations to Board of Trustees. What are you doing about this?
So I will be requesting that the Board of Trustees agendize this particular bill. The college does have the ability to take legislative positions. And the district has previously indicated their opposition to programs like this. So my hope is that the district will decide, and I will vote to do this, that the district will oppose the legislation. And it's interesting to note that the bill is already opposed by many community college districts. It's opposed by, I think, almost all of the southern districts. If you look at the Los Angeles 9, that district has completely opposed the bill. Los Rios, Peralta, San Diego, and Ventura and Yosemite have all opposed the bill. They recognize that it is detrimental to lower-income students. It is supported by Long Beach City College, and they've recently cut a lot of their CTE programs already over there and caused some consternation among students. It is supported by Lake Tahoe Community College and an organization called California Competes. And California Competes has an interesting history of trying to prevent and fight against what we know as the participatory governance process. So every time I've come in here and argued that students' rights are through that participatory governance process on the local campus, the type of people who are in support of this bill are the type of people who are opposing that type of participation by students, by faculty, by staff, because their goal is to make money. And this is a great moneymaker, I would say, you know, if it is implemented in the way that it could be. I think that the bill perhaps is well-intentioned, but it comes at the wrong time. And we're in a position now, like I said, the community college is in such transformation. We've gone from access to all and no fees all the way through to $46 a unit, and you've got to have a mission now. And what we've said is that anyone can come in, you just have to have a goal now. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. What is a bad thing is to say, we're going to let you all in, but you've got to have a goal, and you've got to be able to pay for it to meet the goal in time. And if you don't meet the goal in time, well, then you may lose your priority. You may lose access. So there are these many different competing forces, and everyone seems to think that they know how to fix the community college system. And my message to Assemblymember Williams is that we just did a huge study on fixing community colleges as a state. The Student Success Task Force was put together for the primary reason to solve all of the problems that he is talking about. It's barely a year even into implementation of it. It's barely getting started. So I would say to Assemblymember Williams and to other assembly members and senators who think that they know best, leave well enough alone. Let the Student Success Task Force, let the people who were on the ground studying, researching, working on community college problems as hard as they could for years, let their work pan out and see what happens. Because this could solve your access problems, the access problems that were caused by people like assembly members and senators not prioritizing the budget for higher education. So I'll say it again, leave well enough alone. The final thing I'll say on that point is that Californians don't like to raise taxes on themselves. You know, there are very few propositions where a Californian will say, yes, please tax me more. Well, they did that. They did that with Proposition 30. And the primary goal, it didn't only fund higher education, but the primary message was, if you pass Proposition 30, then we, the state legislature, will respect that you believe in higher education. We will not raise the fees. We will restore access. I would consider this a very broken promise. After Proposition 30, I didn't vote for Proposition 30 for legislation like AB 955 to suddenly become law, to risk my ability to complete in intersession periods because I can't afford $200 a unit.
Exactly. In fact, I wish you'd tell me a little about what the Student Success Task Force is accomplishing over the past year.
Sure. Well, one of the things the Student Success Task Force has accomplished is actually getting into law, which was difficult enough. And some of the recommendations revolve around enrollment priorities. So this was where the Student Success Task Force said, you know, if a student's getting to 110 units, they don't have an ed plan, they're not really, they're just milling around the system, then they should give way to students who are almost out. And so there's a loss of priority there. So one of the things the Student Success Task Force legislation has done is enabled community colleges to set up those priorities. It's enabled the Board of Governors to set up those priorities. The Board of Governors is the statewide, I suppose you could call them the statewide Board of Trustees for the whole system. And but then this is another example, is that a legislature and the governor himself wanted to reduce from 110 to 90 and make it so that not only when you got to 90 units would you lose this priority registration, you'd also lose all your financial aid and you'd have to pay full cost of tuition. So that was another example where the legislature was trying to infringe on what the Student Success Task Force had already said, look, this is how we should solve this. And the Student Success Task Force was made up of student leaders from the state. It was made up of faculty in the system. It was made up of trustees, members of the community, the public, members of the Board of Governors, trustees, people who live and breathe community college every day of their lives. And they spent years working on these proposals, and they came out with 8 broad recommendations, and they're working through the system.
You and I are listening today to Simon Fraser, who is student trustee at Associated Students, Pasadena City College. We've been talking about Assembly Bill 955, where we stand, and what the different effects could be should that be implemented here on campus as one of the pilot program schools. When we come back, Simon, I'd like to know what students can do and how we can get involved. You're listening to Over Coffee, Dot Cannon with you here on LanserRadio.org.